Blog Talk Radio.
God bless. Just go out for a purpose and tonight. We sing live. West and South, I'm going to West and South in the Spirit World. He'd be 100 today. This was West and South record every night at 11 o'clock on WBC. Father, open our eyes. The West and South and Purpose.
Open eyes.
Both of them were pioneers in WBON radio station. So we salute Purpose fans in West and South tonight.
May
mercy
to follow thee, Lord, rather thy loving peace.
say that. You ought to say so tonight. Now tonight, as we get ready to go into our Bible study, and I hope you got your Bibles, tonight we're going to talk about the Word and the anointing of God on your life. And it ain't about going to church, because the church is in you. Go to that building and jump up and down. If your heart is not clean, if your mind is not clean, you still filth the rags at his feet. We all made mistakes. We all have been in trouble, all of us. Ain't nobody perfect on face of the earth. That's why we must pray and talk to God. I say. Let me ring the bell, I'll answer. Last night, I think I told you about the tornadoes. Well, we was on the air. New Orleans was getting tornadoes. A lady called me while I was on the air. The tornado was coming. And she called me this morning and said they didn't get her house, but lots of friend house tore up. If you watch the TV, it's on the TV. It'll be on Nightline tonight. And I told you, tornadoes back-to-back, flood back-to-back, earthquake back-to-back. And I told you the evil that's going on. But we're going to deal with the evil tonight. Hope you got your Bible. Because it's important to have your Bible where you can hear the Word of God. Thank you. I want to say to you tonight, I went to the funeral. I went to Purvis Span Homegoing. And it was nice. Reverend Jackson spoke. Reverend Sharpton spoke. A lot of people spoke. The musicians and things there. But my thing was, it ain't how long you live, it's what you do while you're living. And your commitment to God. Now, if you was on last night, I told you what to do. And I wanted a little backup there. Did you do what I told you to do? And what was the report? If you did what I told you to do last night when you was on the show, when you was on, when we crossed over with the ancestors, I told you something to do. One lady called me and said she did what I told her to do, and she had contact with a family member. It was so devastating. She was so shocked that it worked. And she said, I did it because I didn't think it was going to work. And it woke her up this morning at 4 o'clock, and she was shaking. You got to have faith in God. See, when they said Jesus, Lazarus is dead, Mary Martha came. Jesus said, show me where he at, where he lay at. And Jesus didn't have to do that, but Jesus went and said, Lazarus, come forth. Now, what is the inner working of that? The inner working of that, when Jesus made the announcement, Lazarus, come forth, the angels got busy. Gabriel, the angel of resurrection, had to go get him. Michael, the angel, to keep everybody in place, because he's the fighter. So Michael, when Jesus said Lazarus, he could have said grave, everybody in the cemetery got up, but he asked for one specific person. Okay, so what I'm telling you tonight, you are precious in God's eyesight. You are precious in God's eyesight. I want you to know that, not in man eyesight, in God eyesight. Only what you do for Christ will last. I just want to say that to you tonight. And I haven't forgot that I'll be in Detroit 2 days. That's Saturday and Sunday for Easter. We're doing a special service. And Pearl, I want you to come. Okay. Because and Mary, I want you to come also. And I'll invite Dr. Christian to come. I want you have your Bibles tonight. Now, before I get started with this Bible class, and I won't, let me see. This is okay. I'm going to open up some lines now. Now, if you want to join in Bible class, press 1. That's what I'm going to do. If you want to join in on Bible class, Pearl, I know you got your Bible. Mary, I know you got your Bible. Kid, I know you got your Bible. Mm-hmm. Betty, I know you got your Bible. You got your Bible. Mm-hmm. Jerry, you got your Bible. Now, we're going to go into this Bible class thing tonight. So get your Bible and get your pencil, because it might be something you need to know. Now, everybody on the line, your phone is open. Okay. I got your line open up, every one of you. Now, I got over 75 lines open. I might have to cut it off. I hit noise. I want to go first. Your Bible, get your Bibles. Now, I want you to, if you got a question, I want to answer your question. First, I want to go to Exodus 23 and verse 20. Okay, I'm going there first. Now, when I go there, the word said God will send an angel. Now, if you got a problem with that, you need to know what that means to you. In Exodus 14:14, God told Moses, stand back, I'm going to fight your battle. Now, what I want to say to you tonight in this Bible study, do you have a problem with the word of God? I'm going to ask some questions tonight. Now, if you got a question you want to ask, you can do that. Mary's going to read the 23rd number of Psalm. I should have her to read the 27th number of Psalm. 27th number of Psalm talking about my light and my salvation. And it talks about the scripture. See, anytime you get the written word of God, that's God's word. But it's something called revelation knowledge, Jerry. Revelation knowledge is given by the anointing of God. Okay. What I'm saying, kid, when you get revelation knowledge, that means God just give it to you in your sleep. When you be walking, God will speak to you. And when God speaks to you, you have to obey God, or his angel will come. And when his angel comes, he comes to warn you, to motivate you, to stimulate you. We was at Fan Blues, the Blues Man funeral. It was like a celebration. It wasn't like death. See, the Bible occurred that when somebody come in the world, you're supposed to cry, I think. And when they go out, you're supposed to rejoice. Pearl, you on the line, Pearl? I got your line with Pearl.
Yes, I am.
Pearl, and the old saying that when a child come in the world, you're supposed to cry.
Yes, and when they leave out, you're supposed to be rejoice.
And when you die, you're supposed to rejoice.
Yes.
But we do lots of, right?
Yes, we do.
Don't it say when somebody died, you're supposed to rejoice?
Yes, you're supposed to rejoice, and when they come in this world, that's when you cry when a woman have a baby.
That means they're coming into a really world that is full of steam.
And you don't
and
know
we
what
do the opposite. Because one lady says she's having a party for a baby. They're having a party, I said. And then when they die, they cry. And you ought to be happy
yeah.
they're getting out of him.
Right.
So you do the opposite because when you Dale told me I was there, he said, well, Bishop, I'm all right with my daddy. for thy walking through it. What that means tonight, that your ancestors, your mama, your sister, your brother, anybody in your family tree that's got your DNA can come to you. And then it's people that, I'm going to take the time to talk about it. You got people that is, they're not settled. And sometimes you see spirits. I did a show, and I took a picture. I think I showed it to a few people where you could see the spirit coming out the picture. And I was in a house down in Louisiana, and the table gravitated. The lady told me to come and see it. And they were scared after I spoke to it and said, this is not your house no more. You got to leave this house in the name of Jesus. Bam. And I was up in Minnesota, White Bear, Minnesota. The white lady had bought a two-flat building. She said, Bishop, something be moving around in the house. You come and check it out. I came and opened my Bible to the 23rd number Psalm. I read it in every room. When I got through reading it, I told that spirit, you don't live here no more, you got to go. That simple. A loss of spirit be trapped, and a loss of demon spirit possess people. Every Bible says, threaten not thou several evil doers, they soon will be cut down. Now, I want to share this with you. Now, who want to ask the question? Pearl, do you understand when I say that the angel 23 and 20, the angel, God will send an angel? Do y'all understand that?
Mm-hmm.
The God will send an angel, and you have to obey the angel. See, some of us is not schooled or not told in Sunday school. We don't go to Sunday school, but we don't understand the written word is the word of God, and you got to walk by faith. Now, Pearl, what is your testimony you got this evening for us?
Oh, I was glad this morning that God allowed me one more time to get up and be able to do for myself. And I want to thank him for this day. And when my husband left out this world, I had been praying for the Lord to take him because I was tired of seeing him suffer. And he was getting smaller and smaller, and he had got to the place where he didn't eat and didn't want nothing. And so I know that wasn't him acting like that. And he told me that he was ready to go. He said, I want to die at home. But me and my son, we see him getting worse and worse. And so he told me to call the 911. So I did that, and let them came and took him. Went to the hospital. And so, like, now I'm not worried because I hope and I know he got to be in a better place.
He crossed over to the hospital.
Yes, he did. The 22nd day of January.
Well, I want to say this to you, Mother. He's a strong woman. And God put you together with that man because you made a decision that he was ready to go. Now, Hezekiah was getting ready to go, and Hezekiah said, God, put some more life on my, and God, when he turned to God, he said, Hezekiah, you finna go. Hezekiah went to God, and God gave him 15 more years. What I'm saying to you tonight, you're very strong. And the Bible in Exodus 23:20, it said, God will send an angel to you and obey him, and he'll fight your battle. Some of you got a mental bout, you got a physical bout, and you don't know why you got that bout. You know where you picked it up at. But tonight, we want to share with you the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will guide you and carry you to another level. Okay. Now, Pearl, I want to say this to you. I want you to get your Bible and turn it to, and I want everybody that's listening tonight, turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 12. Yeah, we're going now. The reason we're going to that scripture is so much going on, and you don't understand why it's going on. Mary, you got Revelation chapter, now I want you to return it up. Kit, you got your Bible?
Yes, Bishop.
I want you to read Revelation 12 and read verse 7 and verse 8. Before you read it, I want you to write it down, because I want everybody to write your scripture down, because we want to explain it. If you don't understand it, I want to explain to you what's going on right now in 2020. I want to tell you what's happening now. So you read the scripture, says the scripture coming true. It's coming true to have an understanding. Most ministers don't realize some of the stuff you read is happening every day. Okay. Now I want to say this for Kid, read this. I'm Jerry. They called a little boy, 12 years old, 1/16/14, hijacked a man's car, and they all had pistols. My question, not what a kid, where's their mama? You know, and the Bible said kids gonna get weaker and wiser. You got internet, got all this stuff. You know, people coming up missing. So you want to say, where all this stuff coming from, Bishop? How come the preachers ain't teaching it? How come the church ain't teaching it? Because some of the mothers took their children out of church and they put them in front of the TV and they gone and do their thing. But I want to share with you tonight Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 and verse 8. Kid going to read that for us. And if you got any questions, I want to answer the question. First, this is the book of Revelation. And Revelation is the book
ready,
of knowledge in the book of what's going to happen. Okay, Kit, you can read that now.
Okay. Good evening, everyone on the air. I'm getting ready to read Revelation 12, verse 7 and 8. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels battled. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them any longer in heaven.
Now, anybody got any questions about that, what she just read? Do you understand what happened? She said, Michael, there was a war in heaven. Do you understand what a war is? Who can explain to me what's going on? Your line is open. If you feel like you want to explain, let me read it again. That was a war in heaven. Let's deal with the war. The wall. Now, was it a physical wall? Was it a spiritual wall? What kind of wall was it? Who can tell me what kind of wall it was? Who knows? Who knows what kind of wall it was?
It was a spiritual war.
It was a spiritual war, okay. This is what it said. It was a wall up in heaven, okay. And Michael fought what? The dragon.
Okay.
Now, who was the dragon? Who know what the dragon was?
The devil.
The line is open, people. Don't be scared to ask the question. Some of you messed up because you won't ask nothing. You know, you ain't going to get it on TikTok, on Amazon. You have to ask the question. We'll go over it. Michael and his angels, that was a war. We were writing, it was a war in heaven. Okay. And somebody said the war in heaven, it was a spiritual war. Did you say it was a spiritual war, Kit?
Yes, a spiritual war.
Okay, the spiritual war. Okay. Did anybody else see what kind of wall it was? It was, she said it was a spiritual wall. Anybody else? Okay. Mary, what kind of wall you think it was?
I have
Pearl,
no idea.
Yeah, no. Okay, that's when we had Bible class. Pearl, what kind of wall you think it was?
It was a spiritual wall.
Spiritual wall. Jerry, what kind of wall you think it was, Jerry? Say it was a spiritual wall. Now, let me read it again. The Bible said that was a wall in heaven. Michael and his angels, that the angels?
Yeah.
Okay. And they fought who? The dragon. Okay. It was a spiritual wall. Okay. Now, that's very true. How come it was a spiritual wall? Who can tell me where it was a spiritual wall? Now, let me help y'all out. The wall of the mind, see, the dragon was the devil. He wanted to take over heaven. So, kid, it was a spiritual wall, and then it became a physical wall. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what happened when Michael and his angels kicked the devil and his angels out, it become a physical wall to a spiritual wall. The spiritual wall was they wanted to overtake. Like somebody come in your house, so, ooh, you got a pretty dresser. But they say it because they wanted that spiritual. Then when they come and steal it, it become physical. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got a nice TV. The man come in, ooh, I sure like that TV. In his mind, he's jealous. So he wants your TV. When you're back there, he's going to steal your TV. So Micah had to fight the physical fight and the spiritual fight, okay, and the natural fight, okay? Now, and the devil had his saint too, the devil and his angels. Okay. Get read of verse 8.
Okay. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them any longer in heaven.
Now, what they saying, it wasn't no place nowhere in heaven for them. Why? Who know why it wasn't no place in heaven for them? Who can tell me that? Pearl, you know?
They were kicked out.
They was kicked out, but why wasn't no place for them? Now, they was up in there at first. They was there. But why they got kicked out? Who can tell me why they got kicked out of heaven? Who know why they got kicked out? They got kicked out of heaven because they had evil deeds on their mind, okay? They got kicked out of heaven because they wasn't right. See, Michael is the bodyguard of heaven. The word Michael means like God. So Michael kicked them out of heaven because they had the wrong thought. The dragon, which is the devil, wanted to take over, okay? Like somebody coming want to take over your house, you're going to fight. Okay? Let me give you an example. One man or one boy come in a lady house somewhere on the south side and try to rob, take a pocketbook. She got a baseball bat and whooped him so bad, he broke up out the house. He broke into the police car. You know, but what I'm saying to you, that Michael and his angels prevailed, that means they kicked devil and his angels. Let me break it down. Evil spirit was kicked out of heaven. Evil thought was kicked out of heaven. Where did they go? Who know where they went? Who can tell me where they went tonight?
On earth?
They went to the earth. That's right. Now,
They went to the earth realm. And they couldn't go back to the heavenly realm because their wing was clear. Okay? Now, I'm going to go kind of deep with you. When the angels was kicked out of heaven, they was on the earth. And the dragon, which is the devil. Because Michael and his angel prevailed. Okay? So once the angel was kicked out, they couldn't come back up to the earth realm. They couldn't come back to the heavenly realm. They was in the earth realm. Okay? And Satan can't come back to the heavenly realm. He in the earth realm. He controls the earth. Now, when the angels fell out of heaven, the first thing they did started going with a human being. Uh-huh. And after they started going having sex with humans, that's where giants come from. Okay? And the giants, they came, and when the giants started having sex with humans, that's why evil, their children were the children of evil. And what we're doing right now, I think we're dealing with some evil from the giants' children. Okay? Now, you can't put color on evil. Evil is just evil. Okay? Now, you're right. Kicked out of the heaven realm because they wasn't right. Their mind was messed up. They thought was messed up. They were jealous and envy. All this stuff go with jealous and envy. Now, y'all ain't going to like what I'm going to say. We see this evil coming up right now. Now, here's a scripture in the Bible. I'll tell you. Get Romans 1 and 26 for me.
Okay.
This is some of the stuff that the angels, the fallen angels, got people into. And to today, this murder, this killing, all this stuff is part of the devil playbook. The killing of Hitler. Hitler killed all them people. That's evil. What Putin doing, killing all them people, bomb, that's evil. So you got to understand, this is the stuff on the face of the earth. Something that is spreading out that self evildoers, they'll soon be cut down. Because we know they ain't right. You know they ain't right. So when you begin to pray, the only thing you can, when you pray, you get rid of that evil. When you begin to pray, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, God touch you. Did you get Romans 1 and 26?
Yes, I'm ready to read.
Okay, read that for me.
Okay.
Now of course
okay.
You read
Romans.
This is some of the stuff God said, and it said, when you enter this stuff, you don't want to entertain it. Well, I won't say nothing about that. And God ain't God. If you believe God heal you, God is God and he's almighty, and all this other stuff that's going on in the world is the work of the devil. Yeah, you don't want to accept that. It's this killing, this murdering, the work of evil spirits. An evil spirit come directly from the devil and from a low spirit. Read.
Okay, Romans 1 and 26 read, that is why God gave them over to disgraceful sexual passion, for their females changed the natural use of themselves into one contrary to nature.
Now, with that said, God made woman for man and man for woman. Anything else, God turned over to reprobate man. Think about it. If somebody in that mold can't make grown folks change, you can pray for them and tell them. Because the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Now, what I'm saying, you know, this is what you got to understand. The evil that go on, that we take for granted. Now, it's all right to be homosexual. It's all right to kill somebody. But it's not all right. It's all right to have cancer. It's not all right. You're supposed to live a long, healthy life. You know, so-and-so died of a heart attack. That ain't normal. It's something going on. If you died heart attack, stroke, All that is the neck of the spirit. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So the devil controlling the earth realm. That's why you got to pray and stay away from it. Look, if they ain't right, get away from them, because they're going to fall sooner or later. So the Bible's afraid not that several evil do it there soon, because now the Bible gave, and as you read, what you read, it said men doing that which is unseemly. Women doing what is unseemly. If you, or now I'm going to say this to him, if you done got rid of 4 or 5 kids because you want to have joy with your sex, you just curse your womb. Okay. If you're a man, you done killed 4 or 5 people, you cursed. You got to repent. I was talking to a young girl in college. She had gotten rid of 5 babies. She just crying. What can I do, bitch? You can pray and ask God forgiveness, because you murdered 3 babies in the womb because you were so arrogant you didn't want them. Say, it's all right. It's not murder. It's murder. If I go get a gun and shoot somebody down and you go and take the snatch the baby out of your womb, that steals murder. And you can't get around. I don't care what the Supreme Court said. It don't even matter. It's a divine law. And divine law said live. Divine law said man and woman. That law supersedes what man can tell you. That law supersedes what you think. You got to do what God said to you. Amen. I just want to say that now. Y'all mighty quiet. I'm in Bible class by myself, I guess. Thank you, kind spirit. If you're going to get something, you got to ask something. You ask not because you have not. What have you asked God for lately? What you really want God to do for you? You read the Bible, you don't get no understanding. And you the choir thing, and you shout and go back to the same little hole where you're at. It should be some changes taking place in your life. It should be some changes taking place in your mind. Like she said, it was a mind thing. It was spiritual. And from spiritual, it becomes physical. Okay? Somebody said, God, let it happen. God ain't let nobody rape nobody. That ain't God. Nobody kill nobody. That ain't God. In the Ten Commandments, that should not steal. That should not kill. That should not cover our neighbor's stuff. We take it. Everything belongs to somebody else. God can't bless you that way. Okay. And the church is like scared to speak up. The pastor get up there on Sunday morning and say, I need an airplane. God is down in here up there. God wants you want him to serve as you. You know, y'all say, I can't send our pastor want an airplane. Got 2 planes, what do you want another plane? See? That's misusing. Now I wanna say this to him. God bless Willie Wilson. He did what the church didn't do. He did what the government didn't do. And these crooked politicians, they didn't do it. This man spent $1 million out of his pocket for gas for the people. That, look, our governor, he rich. He spent all kind of money to get in office. Why not give money to people that need some gas? Huh? You see what I'm saying? Now, You know, they might say, well, he can't talk. He ain't got to talk his money talking. You go get a $50 worth of gas, that'll help you. Okay? Somebody else needs to step up to the plate. And a couple of preachers, they took up a collection and talk about, we want to bless some cars. You ain't blessing no cars when the members giving you the money. You taking the money, giving it to them. Willie Wilson went out of his pocket. Nobody gave him nothing. And so I'm paying for the gas because God told me to do it. And I believe that somebody told him to do it. And it was a higher power. Because, you know, we so stuck on money. We don't want to give up nothing. We cry. We give a dime. We cry. Because I had somebody who was a plant of seed. Woo! Woo! It's dead. When you see a harvest coming. Let me say it again. When you see a harvest coming. When you drop a seed. Now, this boy had a house, and he gave his house to his mama. He said, what you going to do? He said, I'm ceding this house to my mama because God finna get me a mansion. So you got to understand, you have not because you ask not. what you ask God for lately. Glory, hallelujah. God's going to bless you. Mary, read the 23rd number Psalm for me, please. Thank you, Pastor. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Thank you. You're on now.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you. Now, that was David, and the Lord the shepherd. David was the shepherd boy. David was just a baby boy. Jesse and David took care of the sheep. David killed the bear. He killed the lion trying to get the sheep. And that story is significant because God is your shepherd. That means God will see to you, and he will see you through. But if we ain't got the faith, and some of us ain't got the faith, and once you get the faith, God will see you through. Now, I want to ask the question. What time it is? It's 9:42. We've got about 10, 20 more minutes. Has anybody got any questions on what we're saying tonight? You want to ask the question? Your line, all you got to start talking. Anybody got a question on what we've been talking about? We talked about God fights your battle. We talked about the angels. We talked about Michael. And we talked about what's happening up in heaven. What loose in heaven be loose on earth? What loose in you hear what I'm saying? When you release that prayer, heaven get that prayer, and some of you is not praying. You say, well, I ain't been to church. Stop trying to go to a building. Your church is in your heart. Clean temple. Clean your temple up. Body, mind. Okay, what question you got to ask? What you say? Did somebody say something? If somebody asked a question? Okay. Okay, Pat. This is for you, Pat. Pat, I want you to read St. Matthew 8, chapter 8, verse 1 and 4. Now, I'm going to get all of your prophets since y'all scared to talk. Because every Wednesday, I'm open up the line. And if you have something to say about the Bible, you write it down. I'm going to you first, Pearl. I'll see you at the bottom. I want you to, let me see what I want you to read. Let me see. I want you to read Psalm 10. Let me get my glass. Psalm 10. Let me see what else. Psalm 10, Mark chapter 1, verse, St. Mark 1, verse 21 and 28. You read that. If you don't understand it, I explain it to you. Now, the reason I told you that, now, my prophecy for you, God finna bless you with another financial package. You don't know, before this year out, it's some money coming to you. Some of the ones you're looking for, it's some more money coming in your life. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay. Now, I'm going, I'm going to you, Sister Janice. I want you to read Matthew chapter 9, verse 2 and 7. I want to tell you God's going to bless you with a house. And the money going to be there for it. But do all arrangements, but wait till after this wall before you get it because everything going up. Thank you, kind spirit. And now I'm going to Mary, I'm coming to you right now. I want you to read St. Luke, St. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 through 11. That means the Spirit said, as you read that, there's a new awakening. And verse in Psalm 17, too. That's a, now, what I'm saying to you, it's a house. This year, I want you and your son to look for this house. And it might not, it might need a little rehabbing, but you can get it real cheap and rehab it. You ain't got to get in it right away. See, by getting it, might need some drywall. It might need a little bit of minor stuff. But if you can get it real cheap, you get it, because they're trying to, what the city of Detroit trying to do, they're trying to bring houses back on the tax roll. See, you started looking. And see where, and look at the area, because they rebuilding some areas that tore down. They rebuilding them, okay? You see, and there's lots of foreign people coming in, buying these houses for $500, for $5,000, for $10,000. They getting their own house, and I think every one of you tonight should be in your own house. When I say you, Pearl, you paint your house, you drywall it, put the roof on it, and get your house looking like a palace. And I'm going to come and have dinner with you. Thank you, Cassidy. Now, I'm going to 5350. I want you to read. Yes, I got you right here, Sister Duke. St. John, verse 21, 1 through 11. And it's something you're asking God for, he's going to give to you. You got to make a trip down south. You got to go check your house out. I don't know if the spirit just said you got to go check it out. You might just ride down there, get somebody to drive you down there and go down there, stay a day or two, make sure everything uptight and come on back. And now you can do that. And the finances is there for you to do it. You ain't got to get on no, somebody to drive you down there. You know, and you go down there and stay 2 days and whatever needs to be fixed, you fix it. And come on back, thank you, kind spirit. That's for you. Now I'm going to you, Sister Kit. The spirit tell you, thank you, kind spirit. I want you to read St. Luke chapter 13, verse 10 and 7. The prophecy for you, if you got two prophecies, God can open up a channel for you for a business, but also I want you to start looking at some houses. He said, well, bitch, how I'm going to do it? I ain't got to my, don't worry about, you ain't got to my, start looking and require about it and write down. When you go through the list, get on the internet and see what they got. When you find one and you talk to some lenders, you're going to be able to get it, a GI loan or something through the service, you're going to get it. But I want you to start looking. See, you ain't had no spirit to look, like something been blocking you. I'm talking about you look. And as you look, God opened the door for you. I feel a great anointing on your life, too. I feel that God's going to do something for you, superseding what's going on. Your mother come and sit in the chair. She didn't sit in the chair, sit in the chair and look. And with the smile when I begin to prophesy to you. Lord, hallelujah. So. Sometimes you have to keep stuff to yourself and let God bless you. Amen. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Bishop.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to 33, 39. Check that two times, but I'm going to give you scripture anyway. Hello. The Spirit say, St. Matthew chapter 12, verse 10, 13. Okay. St. Mark 3, 1 and 5, St. Luke 6, chapter 6, verse 6 and 11. Now, it tell me that there's some doors going to open up for you, and I'm going to tell you, it's some money that you didn't get last year, and after you do what you do, the government going to give you the money. It's some money, and the Spirit could be telling me that if you do your taxes right, you ain't got to pay back money coming to you, okay? So check all, get your tax repair, and check everything to make sure that you get all the deduction that they're supposed to give you and your wife, I say. Okay. Robert, I want to tell you, I want you to read, I'm looking right now, St. Matthew 8 and 23. And God gonna bless you. It's a financial money on your job. God gonna open up for you. Thank you, kind spirit. And I want to tell you, Lois, you saying I want to move, stay right there till all this stuff get over. Thank you. Now, I know your house, the storm hit your house, but get ready for a financial blessing through the government. Everybody down in New Orleans, that the government gonna give you a stipend, and FEMA gonna come in and give you a tax-free loan. The loan that I'm talking to you, Trina, and I'm talking to you. Let me see what I'm talking to. I got Robert there. I'm talking to you, Nelly. That, and if you just stay, they're gonna give you a loan for your trailer, and where you can, they're gonna give you a debt. You ain't got to pay no interest on the loan. The loan, if they give you a $50,000 loan, you ain't got to pay no interest on it. You just pay it back. They might have you paying it back as $200 a month, $100 a month, according on your income, because that area is kind of poor down in the Ninth Ward. God is like a curse and a blessing at the same time, because the loss of house is so rapidly, and now the government got to come in and give you some money for your property and help you get bill back. Thank you, kind. I'll say about that. I'm praying. This is one of my prophets I want to say. You get ready and watch. You're going to hear about tornadoes down in Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina. But I want to skip ahead. If all this that's going on over with Putin, if any other government go in with him, watch tornadoes and floods and tsunamis. If China go in with Putin, you're going to know all hell going to break loose in elements. Okay? I just want to say that. If anybody, this man is murdering people, and I don't care, white, black, it ain't color with that. Murder is just murder. And I want everybody tonight to pray to God bless them people. They might be messed up in their head. God might be doing something to whoop them in for something they done did. But you still got to pray for them. Because I want to tell you, black folks is the anointed folks of God. Glory. God gave us a mission. And we can't let jealousy, hate, racism, we got to stay sound. I was talking to a friend, and I said, is it him, black women, well, these white men. He said, yeah, Bishop, but I ain't thinking about that. Then another man told me, I said, you know, these black men want white women. And the spirit come to me, said, Bishop, leave that alone. Leave that alone. Because whatever happened, God is divine all. It might be something God doing to bring us back to A1. So if you married to a white man, so be it. You married to a white woman, so be it. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to say, I'm going to fight evil. And the spirit come to me. He told me, he said, leave all that alone. Fight evil. If evil, because evil ain't got no color. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just say that. I want to thank Kit for reading your scripture. Kit, I'm going to need you every Wednesday to come on where we can go with this Bible. And Mary, I want to thank you. And Pearl, I thank you. And all of them that come on, I want to thank you for coming on. You know, and just on Wednesday, you tell people, I'm on Bible class online, the bishop. So if you got any questions, you want to write it down. And it's 9:55 now. We just about, well, I'm going to give you a good message. And I think that's good that we doing. That's good we doing something. That's good that we making things work. That's good that we getting things to work out in our behalf. And that's good. That's what I'm saying. God bless you. This is, we ain't got too long, but I just wanted to play this. This is what they played today. This is, I got a request for that. This out for you. Happy birthday to Western Style, made 100, but he's in the spirit world. Happy birthday for you, Kim, March the 15th. Happy birthday for you, Francis, March the 4th. Hope, March 13th. And all of them got birthday this month. God bless you and happy birthday. God know your name. He know what you want. I'm praying for those that lost loved ones, the Span family. I'm praying for you and you tonight. God got your name wrote in the book. Mother Bass and family, I'm praying for.
And oh, how you console me. Yet it still amazes me.
Joe and Lisa in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm praying for. I feel a great anointing. I feel God's going to do something. And God is making you a witness to it. God, we come at this hour on this Bible class night. Bless everyone that come in the queue. Bless their families. Bless their daughters, their children. Father God, we know that you are able to lift us up. Put a protection around us as we go back and forth. God, touch our minds. So we thank you for this Bible class tonight. We thank you for everybody that called, them that will download. God, we thank you. Look at Brother Jerry. Bless him, brother. Look at Brother Dwight. Bless him in a special way. God, we know that you're able to touch Brother Sam up in Minnesota. Sister Irene, we're praying for you, Bright Star. Every letter, every telephone call. Sister Delta Walker, I'm praying for you. Sister Daniel, I'm praying for you tonight. There's no song up that ever cannot hear. I say.
Thank you.